That was Brian Purdy. Doc and Burl Watson used to have a way to play with each other where they weren't really like, I mean, sometimes they'd work out specific harmonies, but they just kind of complimented each other in this way. It was just so intoxicating to listen to and just compelling and can't get enough of it.
When I was growing up learning how to play these tunes, you know, my dad would, I'd play a D up here or something, and he'd play it with no capo on, open. The way that maybe having one guitar capoed up high and one guitar capoed kind of down low, it like opens up the sound of the two guitars, so just with two guitars it would make this big sound. You know, with Merle playing kind of on the lower register and Doc Watson being capoed up, picking the higher notes. I just always thought that was an interesting thing, how they could make guitars do that. They would just open up. Anyhow.
Speaking of trains.